scriptures that I need to touch upon. I might not read them in fully, but in dealing with how to function in a blood-bought lifestyle, and I want you to write this down, becoming fully conscious of your blood-bought life. Becoming fully conscious of your blood-bought life. Come, I got some more things I want you to write. Come on, write that fast. Becoming fully conscious of your blood-bought life. Say that with me. Becoming fully conscious of my blood-bought life. And you know we're talking about the blood of Jesus, right? A lot of things was paid for, and a lot of things Jesus received for us that no other way, no other price, money couldn't buy it, talent couldn't buy it. The only thing that could pay for some of these things that we have through Christ is his blood, the blood of Jesus. And it's still alive. And it's still powerful. And it's still effective. And then there's another statement I want you to write. I could have preached these subjects separately, but I just want to get them down. Victory by the blood of the Lamb. Victory by the blood of the Lamb is the power of my life. Victory by the blood of the Lamb is the power of my life. He who walks with God with blood consciousness walk as a consecrated priest will rule as a conquering king. There are three positions I'm going to talk to you about this morning that are so important. Matter of fact, I'll tell you about them right now. Sonship. Sonship. The Bible says, look at it with me, in John 1:12, John Gospel chapter 1, verse 12. It's not our main text, but I want to look at it a few moments. Sonship is so important and misunderstood that we are actually sons and daughters of God. With that in mind, it also means that we have sons and daughters' privileges that was provided for us through the blood of Jesus. Can I get an amen there?
Amen.
You notice there in John 1:12 what it says, but as many as receive him, he give us a power. That's one of the first things Jesus received. We're going to read in the book of Revelation was power. He give us power. As a Lamb of God, he received power for us. Power, John 1:12, but as many as receive him, to them he give power to become the sons of God. That's a privilege, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
And that has to be recognized. And then not only sonship, but priesthood. Whatever you ask in my name, I'll do it. Priesthood, prayer, the privilege of prayer, the privilege of being able to go through a mediator, which is Christ, and it's because of his blood. He said, ask and it shall be given to you. So as a priest, I can draw near to God. In my priesthood, I have a right to pray, to call on his name. You know, we sometimes may take it for granted as Christians that we can talk to the sovereign God, the God who ruled everything. But every believer has a priesthood. You have a divine right to pray. You can pray for yourself. You can make intercessory prayer for others. You know, Jesus was a priest, you know.
Yes, sir.
And he's still making intercession for us. But your priesthood, so your sonship, now I'm a son. Within that sonship, I'm a priest. I can make petition before God, get supernatural answers, supernatural direction, supernatural protection. Supernatural blessing was no other way for me to get but through prayer. Prayer is a privilege, isn't it? And not only am I, and the church denominationally cannot see these things, not only am I a priest, not only am I a son, and I'm a priest because of the blood of Jesus, but then I took on the connotation of kingship. Now that will sound, you know, because in the church you want us to be real low. Yeah, do I walk through the valley and shout? No, that's a kingly anointing of being in a position of ruling and reigning in life through Christ Jesus, having authority over Satan, having authority over this world system, that it cannot stop us because we have doors that can be opened that is not normal, that is opened by the Spirit of God. Are you with me?
Yes.
See, life is no good, preaching is no good unless it can be applied.
Right.
It can be emotionally shouted to, but if you get out there on the road of your life tomorrow and next, the next day, and have something come up and don't have a word from God, then it's no good coming to church. So that 3-4 position, I might dig in more later on, of sonship, priesthood, and kingship. The Bible says in the book of Revelation, when we read, he made us both kings and priests. Maybe I'll read that to you now. Because you're looking at me kind of strange. You don't believe you're a king. I don't believe you believe you're a king. You might can handle the priest, but you can't handle the kingship. Turn to Revelation chapter 5. Revelation chapter 5. You know, I said I was going to preach a few minutes, not long, but I lied to you. It feel good already. Revelation chapter 5. I want you to accept this because now I'm going to preach kind of radically this morning, because I want you to accept Revelation 5 because of Psalm 110:2. Look at Psalm 110:2. We'll go back to Revelation 5. Look at Psalm 110, verse 2. If you're not reigning in life, you're failing. The Bible sets an authority in our life. The blood sets an authority in our life that cannot be regulated by no other power. It functions in such a strong anointing that it busts yokes to loose and removes burdens that naturally, by no trained person in the world, can be removed. But it's removed by the glory of God. Are you listening to me? Yeah. We have to recognize how strong, what strength, what power, what glory the slain lamb made possible for his followers. Let's say followers. For the children of God. No idea, you know, the Bible, the world won't tell us, the churches, we worms. We don't have no authority yet. We're just these hallelujah people. And if you don't know it, you'll fall for it. You'll fall for the intellect taking authority over inspiration. We can't let that happen. The intellect taking authority over the inner man. We can't let that happen. It's in that inner man we calculate, evaluate how strong God have made us. Yeah, though we're weak, yet we're strong. Weak in the flesh, strong in the spirit. When the spirit take over the flesh becomes strong. Revelation chapter 5, verse 9. Some people don't even have a song. You just got a story. When you really understand the blood, you start singing, partner. I know it was the blood. And they sung a new song, saying, "Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, For thou was slain, and has redeemed us to God, and has what? How? By thy blood, out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation. Look at that. And then verse 10. And has made us unto our God. Good God Almighty. You see that? Kings and priests. Look at the next statement now. What happened? You cannot reign unless you understand your sonship, priesthood, and he made you a king. And you remember what you saw what Psalm 110:2 said? He enabled us to do what? Y'all ain't with me. Y'all not up here. What? Do you know what that means? To rule in the midst of your enemy? Otherwise, my enemy does not have to be absent for me to rule. We can be in the same place and I rule anyway. He can outnumber me. I still rule him. Why? Because the blood took the authority from the accuser. The day is no longer as in the book of Job that Satan can go up and accuse me before God. No, Jesus knocked that out. Jesus said that now he can't go up there. He lost his right to go to the throne and just, he lost that authority. And God is not hearing no accusation Satan make against me. Not now. I'm in the New Testament now. He did it in the Old Testament. He go up there and he went up there with all, went up there with the angels running his mouth. But he was kicked out. So you see that, right? Verse 11. And behold, and I beheld and I heard the voice of what? Many angels. Round about the throne and the beasts and the elders, and number of them were 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands. That means a number you can't kind of count, you know. Now notice what happened in verse 12 now. Notice what happened in verse 12. Tell somebody next to you, notice what happened in verse 12. See, if you don't pay attention, you're not going to know what happened. And you're going to leave here just like you can. Oops. Don't forget to say the oops. Because it's kind of like the plan said, taking off at 9:15, you go down at 9:35. I don't know why they left me. They left you because you wasn't there on time. That's why they left you. See? So don't miss what God, don't miss what God is saying to you this morning. These people, these angels saying with a loud voice in verse 12. What did it say? I was slain. What? Wait a minute. Wait a minute. I want you to get this point. I want you to get this point now because you got to get this point. You're going to see this more than one time, okay? He was slain to what? He's slain to what? Receive. Let's stop at receive, please. Let's take one thing at a time. He was slain to receive. Now, we're going to find out what he received. But we need to know why he received it and who he received it for and how could it change my life today. If I'm going to look at it properly, if I turn now by my faith and receive what he received for me, what would it do to my life? See, a blood functioning life has to be a life that can receive what Jesus has received for me. Are you following me? You see, You have to recognize, because of the vastness of God, because of the goodness of God, that you are in the receiving business. Ooh, Lord. Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. The Holy Ghost just told me that. He said, believers, because of the vastness and the goodness and the wideness and the largeness and the unlimitedness of God, every day, every hour, every moment, if you were doing it every moment, every second, every day, you still couldn't receive what God wants you to have. Actually, when you were born of God, you were born to be a receiver. There's nothing that God cannot do for you today. He was slain to receive, not for himself. But whatever you receive, Leroy knows. He received it for me. Then turn around and gave me faith that I can function on his level and receive what he has received for me. Talk about a few things. He received eternal life for me. He received joy, peace. Joy unspeakable and full of glory. Nobody can change my story. He received healing for me. Prosperity. Longevity. Good relationship. On and 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 on. I'm a son. I'm a priest. I'm a king, and I'm a receiver. Every blessing that book talk about belong to me. Come here now, catch this thing. Catch this thing, because we messing around like we can't receive something. The Lord then paid for everything for us. Jesus declared and decreed that I know it got a thief, steal, kill, and destroy, but he decreed that I come because you're a receiver, that you might have life. John 10:10. That you might have more abundant. The reason you're not having abundant life, you ain't receiving. You know, you see something in the Word, you say, in Jesus' name, I receive this. Then the Holy Spirit go to functioning. How can I get it to? Supernatural. So whatever Jesus received, this blood-conscious lifestyle, blood-consciousness enabled me to now, in 2013, to walk in it. In the midst of a polluted society. But because I'm a receiver, my blessings are never cut off. Nobody can cut my blessing off. I don't care who the president, I don't care who the governor, I don't care if they fight, I don't care what they do, I don't care if World War IX break out, nobody, because I'm in another warfare. I'm in a warfare greater than any warfare that ever existed. I'm in a warfare that I win. Very simple. Very simple. The blood of Jesus is my weapon. I function in the authority and the power of the blood of Jesus. No matter what happened in life, I'm coming back. Yeah, because see that blood causes you to flow through life on another level. I told you a few Sundays ago, what happened when the Holy Ghost breathed on the blood? And right now, on your behalf, the Holy Ghost is breathing on the blood. So all your mistakes is about to be blown away. All your shortcomings that the enemy trying to condemn you with because you made a mistake, the Holy Ghost is blowing on the blood and say, you are forgiven. Start all over again. Shout the victory. I am not a monkey. I am not an ape. I'm a child of the living God. I have God's spirit on the inside of me. And it's called a spirit of victory. One of my favorite sayings is the devil's a liar and Jesus is the Messiah. And because of the blood of Jesus, nothing in this life to hurt me is going to overrun me again. Whew. When you learn to function in this blood lifestyle, you got to function from, listen to me, what the blood has received for you. Blood is your receipt. Blood is your authority. It's paid for. Every promise, every commandment is already paid for. I'm not just a church member. I'm a child of God. And I'm tied into him. Not them, him. So let's see what he received. Mm-hmm. My life changed today. I'm hearing a word from God. I'm a blood pleader. I know if I plead the blood, whatever the blood received becomes mine. I'm a blood pleader. The blood of Jesus is the most precious thing that ever existed. I honor the cross. He died for me that I might live for him. Hallelujah. I'm empowered by his strength, by his power. By his glory. You see this? Do you see it? Yes. Now, what did he receive? We read that in Revelation because I got to go to another part of Revelation and show you something else. Because not only there's three positions, but there's a sevenfold anointing. And you know what the anointing does, right? Destroy yoke and remove burden. There's a sevenfold anointing that blood people wear. If I can get this congregation to wear that anointing, everything is going to be all right. There's seven things. Good God Almighty. I feel like running myself. There's seven things. There's seven things that Jesus received through his blood that the average person would never see. They don't even know nothing about it. It's so, whoo, Jesus, it's so wonderful. Come on, Pastor, you stop, keep talking about the introduction. Come on, keep talking. Come on, let's go to work. All right, 5 and 12. Saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive. He just wasn't slain. He was slain to receive. He wasn't slain for himself. He was slain to receive something for somebody else. The Father sent him as a lamb to be slain, to receive. If he wasn't slain, we couldn't receive this. But he was slain. And because he was slain, we can receive. Then he says, power. I gave you one power, a power to become a son of God, John 1:12. But there's other power. That's the power of his resurrection. In Philippians 3:10, that I might know him. And the power of his resurrection. See, that's a power. I mean, he got powers all over. Even in the Old Testament, he gave you power to get well.
Yes, sir.
All those powers, because you're gonna run up into the fact that God received riches for you.
Yes, sir.
I don't know why they got a problem with prosperity. I want me a poverty church. Me, I want somebody to preach me some poverty. I ain't got time for all this prosperity stuff, because people with prosperity go to hell. That's the dumbest thing. You can put Job, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, all of them in hell. And they ain't, them boys, they ain't hell. You're just religious minded. See, power, second word. Now I know somebody, it's a misprint. This. And riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. That's that sevenfold anointing right there. Would you wear it if I share it? See, you wear it because it's my job to take what God has said, pray over it, and bring it to you. What, you know, in any aspect of life, then I'm going to take you to another, show it to you again. In any aspect in life, you need to ask, what one of these anointing I need to function in with this?
Right. Yeah. Right, man.
See, you got them right. You got seven of them.
Right.
Power, riches, wisdom, strength, honor, glory, and blessing. You can operate in all seven. Oh, it's a sevenfold anointing that the blood paid for.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
You can operate in anyone at any given time.
Amen.
Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Yeah, you know how they are. Let the church say amen. Yeah. Amen. Let me show it to you again in a different facet. And I'll go back to Revelation again. And I want to kind of talk about these different, but I think it's in Isaiah 11. Is that right, Bob? Isaiah 11, 2 and 3. Jesus could not, would not function without the anointing.
Yes,
Acts 10:38 said how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power. Who went about doing good. Luke 4:18 said, Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord is on me. He knew he had to function with an anointing to train us.
Yes. Right, that's right. Yes, sir.
All of spirituality is about the anointing.
Yes, right. Glory to God.
Where did the anointing, who did the anointing come from? Who carried the anointing? Who imparted the anointing to us? The Holy Spirit. God Almighty. There in Isaiah chapter 11, it says, the first verse, there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. Then he, and the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. The spirit of wisdom? I got that. Say it.
I got that.
The spirit of understanding?
I
got that.
Now
you might want to say I have that and all that, but I just said I got that. So you just say what I say. Just say what I say, because your intellect going to get run over this morning. The spirit of understanding?
I got that.
The spirit of counsel?
I got that.
Spirit of might?
I have that.
The spirit of knowledge?
I have that.
Spirit of the fear of the Lord, I have that too.
I have that too.
He said, make him a quick understand. I got that too.
I got that too.
In the fear of the Lord. I got that too. Say that too. You got to have that too. Now here's where foolishness take its toll on you. And here's where Satan sham you out and jam you in situations, because you begin to function by the sight of your eyes.
All right.
Or by the hearing of your ears. Somebody, you know, we're going down. You know, you're not going to make it. That business ain't going to make it. You listen to them. God got a vision in your heart. You listen to the vision. Don't be listening to that point out there trying to, that's your enemy. That's Satan and God in somebody trying to tell you, you and your husband not going to make it. Now you at home, you all puffed up. Husband haven't done you nothing. You all puffed up because somebody done told you, done prophesied you and your husband ain't going to make it. Now you all puffed up. And you don't even know why you're puffed up. You went by natural hearing. So that's a sevenfold anointing there. Let's see it again. Let's just add some things to it. Ooh, Jesus. Talking about functioning in the blood now.
Yes,
and to function in the blood, we have to recognize that Jesus didn't just die. He died to redeem us. In order to redeem us, you listening?
Yes, sir.
He had to receive some stuff. He had to take back some thing that if Adam would have slapped Eve and told her, shut up in the garden, like some of these husbands just sat down, yeah, okay, uh-huh. What you think, honey? I told y'all the major problem I've had is men being sissies.
Yes,
and letting their wife control them.
Yes,
and that's why I have a problem. And I don't even have no wisdom to counsel that kind of mess, because it's out of wax. It's out of God. I have to tear the family up to correct that. Like that woman, bought it. The man asked to buy a man garden. The man said, I don't want to sell it. His wife said, I got to get him killed. I'm going to get it. He should have told his wife, no, we ain't going to do it like that. We God people. She killed the man, whole family, just to get the garden. Kill the man. Because the man didn't stand up. Now, I'm telling you, the men in this church, I'm telling you right now, just get the black eye. Just fight. Your wife really wants you to stand up. Now, she may act like, I got to get off of this, Lord. She really act like she don't want you standing up. But every now and then, she look at a man. What it would be like if I had a man. And some just don't look. Because a woman made to have a man. I wish I preached that right now. If I had about six men in here with me, I'd preach that right now. That one right there, all right. All right! I can preach that right now, bro. The whole world will change. Bob, the whole world will change. If we had some more men in the world, it'll stop all this mess. Because, see, women get in detail, and sometimes their dress tail got to be poor. Saying, hey, honey, I know you thinking fast, but hold up, let me think about this a while. Let me put some masculinity on this. Shut up, let me finish my sermon, bro. I got some men in here. That's all right. I got some stood up. I don't know what kind of hell they're going to catch me to get home, but they stood up. Jan Brown said it's a man world, but it ain't nothing without a boy or girl, you know. A woman or a girl. Well, I wouldn't want this world without them women. Jesus, you mean just all of us are hard legged together? I wouldn't want to live here with y'all, best men. How about all boys school? I won't go to all boys school. Shoot. That's gonna work. Tim ain't got them boys in this school. I don't wanna go to school yet. Now you can laugh every now and then. You ought to have a little laugh. Some of y'all are so spiritual you don't want to laugh. Come on. I wish you'd get back to the text. That's the text. We need some men. When I walk in the house, I know a man not here. I know it as soon as I hit the door. I walk in the house. I know. I see where he said it. He ain't no man. Jesus, help me, Lord. I gotta finish my text, man. Notice in Revelation chapter 12. I'll close in a minute. But I'm closing as a man. All right. All right, it's high fire now. Revelation 12. See now, you see, y'all don't, some of them don't believe you can laugh in church. See, y'all all uptight. You need to loosen up a little bit. Huh? The Bible says laugh. Ha, ha, ha. Either laugh with me or I'll laugh at you. But it says, medicine. What is it, medicine to your heart? Merry heart. It's like medicine, right? Some of y'all haven't laughed. Ha, ha, ha. Ha. Some of y'all, I look at you and laugh at you. So serious, I look at you and laugh. Hallelujah.
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 You stood up when I asked for them men? Did you stood up when I asked for them men? Now he, Alonzo got a wife like my wife. She's real strong, but yet she yield to make him look good. Why don't you give your wife a chance, fellas? Give your wife a chance to see manhood at least today. I don't know, I've been working too hard on this, Lord. Revelation 12:10. And I heard a loud voice say, be a man. What you laughing at, Tim? And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven. Notice where the voice is coming from. Now what it says, now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. Good God Almighty. Then it says something else. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down. See, that's why I told you you can't accuse you of going to heaven anymore. But you accused them before our God day and night. Then verse 11 is a powerful voice. And they overcame him. How? How? And what else? What else? All right, let's go over these things. Let's go back to Revelation 5. Let's deal with power for a while. Because when I let the Holy Spirit recall some things, I know John 1:12 is one aspect of power. And I recognize Philippians 3:10. I recognize Deuteronomy 8:18 is a form of power. Then look at Romans. Luke 10:19. That's another form of power. See, because the accuser is stopped. Receive the accuser is stopped. See, I give you power to trade on serpent and scorpion, and the power of the enemy shall do you no harm. Just power. Acts 1:8. But you should receive power. After the Holy Ghost is coming. Holy Ghost power. See, I have Holy Ghost power.
See,
all these powers. Just go through the scripture and just find power. Find spiritual power. And you need to, I see you, son, I receive. You need to powers. You need to recognize that the Lord has received power for you. You're not weak. Amen. See, you got to operate. You got to function in that power. What I said? Yeah, it's Holy Ghost power.
Holy Ghost power.
Blood power.
Blood.
That's been bought for us. He received power. That's the first thing he did. The first thing he received is power. Yeah. Power. Yeah. You see, they're going to take back to Revelation 5. Finally jumping off place here. Verse 12. Saying with a loud voice, worthy the Lamb that was slain to receive Pow. I had a footnote here I need to get. Pow. Pow. You cannot forget the Great Commission then in Matthew 28, 18. Look at it real quick. That's one of the major power we receive. He make as many, get as many people saved as we can with that power. See, that this tie-in, this 28 and 18 tie-in with Acts 1:8. See, Acts 1:8, power is for you to be a witness, to declare that Jesus is the Christ. He's the Savior. He's the Son of God. That power is in you, but then that power can turn against Satan. That power can stop the works of the devil. You know, you rise up, you got Holy Ghost power on the inside of you. You're anointed. You're not just a church member. But you have the power of God on the inside of you. Say it, I have the power of God on the inside of me. Yeah, that's why the Lord, Ephesians 6:10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord. And where that came from? It came from that blood. Ephesians 3:16. Where do this power operate from? I feel weak on the outside and pressure on me everywhere. I lost my job, and then people acting crazy at the house, and just things that's going bad. Where is this power? Where can I stir this power up to make it effective on my life today? It's in our power. Look at Ephesians 3:16. Read Ephesians 3:16. In the inner man. That's that power. Now, the reason I care is the power. Look at Ephesians 1. I think it's verse 19. They talk about the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe. It's exceeding power. It's power that can exceed any opposition. You follow what I'm saying? It's a power. The power is more powerful than sin. More powerful than Satan. It's more powerful than sickness and disease. It's more power than poverty. Yes, it's more power than your greatest enemy. Call you to rule in the midst of your enemy. See, when you strengthen from that inner man, see, the Lord received things for us, but we can't receive it in the outer man. And that's where the problem comes at. See, everything the Lord received for you, you have to receive it through your inner man. So we're actually talking about our inner power that can become outside power. But it's functioning from the inside. I might look small on the outside, but I'm a giant on the inside. Power. Praying in the Holy Ghost. Building yourself up in your most holy faith. The power comes when you pray in the Holy Ghost. Currents of anointing. Currents of anointing start flowing in the inner man. And you become somebody you didn't know who you really were. Strength, power, glory, victory. Great is He. Yes, sir. Turn to 1 John 4:4. And Romans 8:37. You've overcome them, little children. Why? Because greater what? Where he at? Then what? Good God Almighty. So when I feel weak and like I'm not winning, where am I? You're on the outside. That's where you are. You're on the outside in your mind, your intellect, your abilities, and you're not going on the inside where you have a divine right to go and draw the strength and the power from your inner man. The blood strength is on the inside of me. Yes, sir. 1 John 4:4, and what else I told you tonight? Romans 8, what? What did he say about that? What, talking about being more than a conqueror? Huh? Nan all these things. Nan all what things? Whatever you're going through. Whatever you're going through. Whatever they're going through over there. Whatever they're going through over here. Nan all these things. We're more than conquerors through him. So the blood of Jesus put me in a conquering position. So no matter what opposition that I'm dealing with today, I know I receive it. I know that I'm more than a conqueror. Can you see that?
Yes, sir.
But you have to be blood conscious. Yes, conscious of the blood of Jesus. I'm trying to close right now. Blood conscious. Power, man. Power. He give us power. We got power over the enemy. Power over this world system. Power over sin.
Yes.
Power over death. Now, why you don't have no joy? Because you're looking at your circumstances. Circumstances always going to be there, baby. I can have circumstances, you don't even know nothing about it because I don't pay it no mind because I know it's a circumstance. I know it's temporary. So why worry about because it's raining? You know it's going to stop. The Lord put a rainbow in it. He put a rainbow in the sky and told you, don't worry about it. I'm not going to flood this thing out no more. I'm glad for the rainbow because the way people live in now, every time it rained, I was, Lord, this is it. I'm glad. How about you? You know, I'm glad God gave a sign by that rainbow. Right now today, I would be worried. It's raining, and I know what he did last time when they got ungodly and started doing everything they wanted to do, and it's raining outside now. I'd have started praying right now. I said, Lord, this is it. You're about to drown all of us. But thank God we got the rainbow. I just want to close today with power. Give me another power scripture. I'm going to let y'all help me preach here. I'm going to give you four or five. What? I can't hear you. I'll give you that one already. Acts 28, I'll give you that one already. You got to find another one. You can't be using mine. What? Doc, I gave you that one. You the doctor, I'll give you that one. Doc, pay attention to the patient. Power, I also give you Philippians 3:10. Right? Huh? That's not all the power of scripture. Now y'all gonna let me dig this thing by myself. That's not all the power of scripture. Come on, close with this. You ain't got nothing, John?
No, sir.
You ain't nothing, John, huh? Ready to answer. Power. Huh? Hebrews 4:12. There you go, boy. Work the word. Turn to Hebrews 4:12. Y'all, let him preach. Y'all don't know what y'all. For the word of God is quick and powerful. See, all those powers, sharper than a two-edged sword. See, power. Who got another one? I'm closing. What? Acts 1:8. You ain't paying attention. I made you a leader. That's why I call that out already. Uh-huh. Come on, turn to Luke 24:49. Help me preach here, girl. Luke 24:49. Let's read that. I'm just having fun here now on this power. Luke 24 what? 49. Read it. Come on, what y'all? Come on. Be what? Woo, Jesus. Underline that. Endued with power. Power of endurance, the power that can't be pushed back, that press through. Good God Almighty, I endue you with power from on high. Not no regular power, power from on high. I got power from on high. Talk to me. I got power from on high. I look like a regular person, but I'm not regular. I have something on the inside of me. I got power. from on high, man. Come on, man. Talk to me, Kevin. What, man?
Yes,
come on, Dutch Town. Talk to me here now. Yeah. Huh? What?
Romans 1:16.
I'm not ashamed of the gospel. For it's the power of God unto salvation. That's a good one, boy. To everyone that believes. All right, y'all got what you got?
1 Chronicles 29:11.
What it says?
Okay, thine, O God, Lord.
Who is the kingdom?
Greatness.
The greatness and what?
And the power.
And the power.
And
come on,
the
y'all. Y'all write the scripture down. It's a powerful scripture.
And the victory.
And the victory.
And the majesty.
And the majesty. For all that is in heaven
and in the earth,
and in the earth
is thine, and thine
is thine
kingdom, O God.
Is thy kingdom, O Lord. You need your glasses? I know you don't wear no glasses. Go ahead.
Second Timothy
what?
1:7.
But that's having a form of God in it? I need to get that one though. Great, what it says there? God has not given us. Yeah, that's a good one. Right? Y'all say amen to that. But she brought me to another one now.
2 Timothy 3:5.
That's the one I'm talking about, right?
Right.
Talking about having a form of God in
it? Yes, sir.
Come on, turn to that one, because I want y'all to get to that one, because I'm going to sack you out right there. Because that's the one I want to get. That's the one I want to get to right there. Having a form of God in this, but denying the power thereof. Don't you ever deny the power of God to bring deliverance into your life, no matter what you're going through again. Don't you ever forget that the Holy Ghost told you that you got power for every situation. Don't you ever forget on the inside of you, there's a multiplicity of power. When the Lord said, when Jesus received power, that means he received all those powers. Who else had their hand up? What you got?
Acts 8:10.
What'd that say?
To whom they all gave ye, from the least to the greatest, saying, this man is the great power of God.
Yeah, but you got the devil power there. You said, I just said power, but that's in that case there was yielding to it. That's a witch, man. That's a voodoo, man. Maybe I ain't explaining myself. I'm talking about the power Jesus received to stop that power. To stop that power. Because that man had the whole tongue on hookwink. Oh, boy, but it's good you read it. Because, yeah, it's good he read it. You know why? Because if you don't know the real power, you're going to be deceived. You're going to yield to that power because according to your human strength, the devil power is great.
John 1:12.
Huh?
John 1:12, he gave us the power to become
sons of God. Doc. That's the first one I use. You listen at the table. That's the first one I use. First one, Doc.
John 1:12.
Huh?
Jude, verse 25.
What it
says?
Jude, if you're looking for the second chapter, it's not there. Verse 25. I'm closing.
The only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever.
Yeah. See, the power belongs to him, see. Come on, give me what you got wrong.
135.
Huh?
Luke 1:35.
Turn that quickly. The preacher talking. Say, how long he going to preach? Till tomorrow. No, I got 2 minutes on my clock. I'm about to close. What it says?
And the angel answered and said to her, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the high shall overshadow thee.
Yeah, the power of the high. Now, we had another scripture talk about power coming from, endued with power from on high. So you got to remember you got that power because what that young man read about that and a wish, you know, voodoo and hoodoo. They got power to regular Christians who don't know who they really are, see. They can scare you and all that stuff, but they can't. When a person know about the real power, yeah, she got her hand. What you got, little daughter? You got to talk louder. All right, what did it say? Yeah, that's a good one. 2 Peter 1:3. She's talking about divine power, right? She's talking about divine. Come on, y'all turn to 2 Peter 1:3. I'm not going to close. 2 Peter 1:3, we want to read that. Because I think this max it out. Now, what this young lady brought up, it maxed all the powers out. See, what he brought up was good, because what it does is, it was the Holy Ghost, son. It was the Holy Ghost. What it does, it exposed our deficiency. That we want to recognize that Satan do have some power. And we can't face him in our own power. But we do have a power we can face him with. Now this girl, what this young girl here reading in Peter, it includes all the power. Come on, let me preach here. It includes, you see, read Ephesians, 2 Peter 1:3. Ready, read. Hold it. Listen to what he said. According to his divine power, what happened? He's given us what?
All things
that pertain to what?
Life.
So there's a power for every place, everything, every situation.
Glory.
What? There's a power in our nature.
Yes.
Our nature consists. Our nature consists of all the powers that Jesus brought into the spirit world for us. Every scripture we read is in that scripture that young lady just read. Good God Almighty. All those power, anything you see, any power you see in the Bible is in your nature. Stand on your feet. I'm full of power. Jesus. Divine nature. Full of divine power. And I have everything that pertains to life and godliness. I can live right because sin don't have no power over me. I can give right because money don't have no power over me. You know, money have power over a lot of people, you know. And I'm trying to take it off them. They're fighting, but I'm gonna get it off them. Stop this. Now, first of all, what I have to do, I have to pray a sinner prayer. We got to do that from now on when I finish, because